Hey, Chip Chat listeners. Last Chip Chat challenge, we asked you to define cloud, and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the Chip Chat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. I've got Mike Patterson, a frequent guest to the program, back. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Since you've last been on the program, something exciting happened in your Intel life. You got a new title at Intel.
Well, thank you. I was recently promoted to principal engineer, so that was a great honor and very exciting for me.
And, you know, you've been on the program before talking about ASHRAE temperatures for data centers. There's been a lot of talk lately, especially around the cloud providers, on high temp data centers. What's the big driver here, and what's the new development in that space?
ASHRAE, which is the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers, in 2002 to 2004 put together a technical committee consisting of most of the IT manufacturers. The IT manufacturers had gotten together and agreed to recommended data center temperatures. What had happened before that was that everybody was a degree or two different in terms of the recommendations, in terms of the ranges for the data centers, mm-hmm. and it was driving the end users crazy. Then they formed a group that was adopted as a technical committee by ASHRAE. And when that happened, we've done an awful lot of work since then around the environmental ranges and even data center design guides and technologies and a whole series of books.
Going back to 2004, where were people keeping their data centers in terms of temperatures at that point?
Well, the recommended range was 20 to 25 C, roughly 68 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Unfortunately, most of them were still at the cold end of that range or maybe even cooler. So mm-hmm. a lot of the work that ASHRAE has done is to get people in a more moderate temperature range. In 2008, that recommended range was expanded a little bit. This year, we just published a white paper available on the ASHRAE website. And if anybody wanted to go find it, they could just do a web search on ASHRAE TC9.9. And it takes you right to that page that would have the white paper there. But there are now four classes of data centers at different temperatures. Mm-hmm. The typical, which people have been used to before, is now A2, up to 95 degrees Fahrenheit or up to 35 C. But the exciting part is that we've also defined two new classes, the warmest of which goes up to an inlet temperature for the IT equipment of 45 degrees C, which is 113 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And that goes to the question of how you can make your data center more efficient. And the primary thing would be reducing some of the extra loads in the data center, such as the cooling system, the air conditioning, the compressor, essentially. So with this higher temperature, we're giving the data center designer the opportunity to design a data center that would not require a chiller. So they could do this with either outdoor air, free cooling, free meaning that there's no compressor running in a
right.
chiller, or waterside economizer where you're just essentially evaporating water in a cooling tower and using that temperature to provide you with sufficient cooling for the data centers.
And if you look at the equipment and see where we're going with it in terms of these high temperatures, is the industry building their equipment differently, or are we just thinking about the temperature differently?
Well, a little bit of both. What we'll be seeing shortly are that the OEMs, the manufacturers of the equipment, we expect to be rolling out equipment that will be certified to work in a class A3 or class A4, some of the warmer spaces that can now be defined with the ASHRAE ranges.
What was the decision to break out into four different classes? Why did you do that?
You know, if we were to have just said all servers should be now capable of running with an inlet of 45 degrees C, the cost of everybody's server would have gone up, whether you needed that or not. Then people running standard data centers, and there's a whole lot of them out there, would be forced to pay more money for the hardened server, for the more robust server that can now go into the fewer data centers that are going to be run at those temperatures.
Sure, that makes sense. So you talked about 45 degrees Celsius as a goal for new data centers that are designing for those high temperatures at the get-go, but what does the data center manager do with these new regulations for a retrofit?
In there, it talks a lot about the things that can be done that must be done before you get into a high-temperature data center. Airflow management, you know, so not just hot aisle, cold aisle, but you really do need, if you want to take advantage of these higher temperatures, you're going to need either a cold aisle containment, hot aisle containment, or chimney cabinets. You're going to need the most advanced airflow management so you don't get recirculation. Variable speed drives on the cooling system so that you can turn those down to just enough air as required to truly get the savings. And the interesting part is that all of those will provide savings even before you get to the high temperature part. But once that's all done, then you can evaluate, based on the equipment you have, how high of a temperature you can get to and possibly move up that temperature range to increase the number of hours you can run without your chiller on your economizer and gain those energy savings.
You talked about variable speed drives, and we've talked in previous episodes about integration of management between the cooling systems and the compute systems in terms of energy use. It sounds like with these types of extremes, you really do need policy-based management as opposed to human interaction in place.
Absolutely. You know, these temperatures are typically Sunday afternoon kind of things, and a lot of people are out doing other things. But again, the policy-based management, the overall integration of the two, and just understanding the challenges that could come from the variety of temperatures and humidities that could occur in your region, and build those into the design and build those into the controls.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for being on the program. Hot temperature data centers is a hot topic,
it
no
is.
Pun intended. So thank you very much, and we'll look forward to having you back in the future.
Thanks. Looking forward to that. It's been great.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.